Okay, good morning, everybody. Today's daf is Ksubas Daf Peches. Today's share is sponsored by Dr. David Lander, in honor of his wife and children, and Lili Nishmas, his mother, Golda Bas Simcha LaShalom, also sponsored for Shana Tova and Gemar Chasima Tova to all of Klal Yisrael, and also by Mr. Yehuda Jacobowitz, in memory of his father, Shmuel Ben Chaim Moshe, Neshom Shav and Aliyah. We thank all of the sponsors very, very much for the sponsorship. So we left off at the two dots on the bottom of Pei Zayinam Beis, about 10 lines from the end of the page on Pes Item Base, and we're in the middle of going through all the cases in the Mishnah. The Mishnah was talking about the Mishnah that goes over from Amud Aleph. Tamid Beis was giving us cases where the woman can only collect her ksuba by taking a shavua. So first thing we're going to discuss is one of those cases is in Ne'ed Echad Mi'idah Shehi Perua, that one of the Edim testify that the ksuba has already been paid. So the idea that the woman can then only collect the ksuba with a shavua, the Gemara is going to discuss. Is that a din d'oraisa, or is that a din midrabanan? Meaning, is that a shvua midrabanan, or is that a shvua midrabanan? Then the Gemara is going to say, and if it is a shvua midrabanan, maybe there's a way that the husband could be mechayiv her in a shvua d'oraisa. Maybe there's some sort of trick he can pull to make it that she'll have to take a shvua midrabanan. And then the Gemara is going to explain a Mishnah Masechah Shavuos based on the case of collecting from the Chasam Mishubadim, which was another one of the cases in our Mishnah where she could only collect with a shvua from the Chasam Mishubadim. Then the Gemara is going to discuss whether a balchov who collects shalob b'fanav, because another one of the cases in our Mishnah is if the woman collects a ksuba shalob b'fanav when the husband is out of town, he's overseas, she also needs a shvua. What about a regular balchov, not a ksuba? Does that also, if you're collecting shalob b'fanav, does that also automatically require a shvua? Or is that something unique to ksubas isha? That's what the Gemara is going to talk about. And then, on the bottom of Amud Aleph, going over to the entire Amud Beis, the Gemara is going to try to explain the last line of the Mishnah, because the last line of the Mishnah was somewhat cryptic. It didn't seem to relate to the rest of, or it didn't seem to directly relate or clearly relate to any particular part of the Mishnah, where Rabbi Shimon just says, whenever she's Toveya her Ksuba, the Yorshin or Mashbiyin Osa, if she's not Toveya her Ksuba, the Yorshin or not Mashbiya Osa, what's he talking about? What's he going on? The Gemara is going to have four possibilities of what that last line of the Mishnah of Rabbi Shimon is referring to. So let's begin again at the two dots. Edech mi'idah shipruah. So we said that if one aid testifies that the ksuba has already been paid, then if she wants to get the ksuba, she's going to have to take a shvua. So savar Rami Bar Chama lemeimar shvua da'oraisa. Rami Bar Chama assumed this must be a shvua mi'da'oraisa. Dichsiv, because the pasuk says lo yakum edechad be'ish l'chol avonu l'chol chatos. So we darshan that an edechad is not enough to be mechayiv you for an avon and a chatas. So we darshan, yeah, the chal avon and the chal chatas. When it comes to chal avon and chal chatas, anything that you'd be chayiv for, like chiyuvei misa and malkus and karbon and mamon, things like that, hu de'eino kam. That's where an eid echad is going to be insufficient, and you're going to need shnei eidim. Aval, kam hu l'shvua, but the implication is that an eid echad is valuable for certain things, such as for a shvua, it's enough to be mechayiv you in the shvua va'amar mar, and we had said kol makom shashnayim mechayiv nosam mamon echad mechayiv a shvua, that any situation where two edim would be mechayiv a person mamon, an eid echad would be mechayiv a person a shvua. So here also, if there were two edim saying that the ksuba had already been paid, then certainly the husband would not have to pay it. Now that there's one aid that says that the ksuba has already been paid, maybe that should be mechayiv the woman to take a shvua that it hadn't been paid if she wants to get paid. So that's the suggestion that maybe her shavua is a shavua midaraisa. So says Mer, no. Amar Rav Shtei Tshuvas B'davar. There are two reasons why this clearly cannot be a shavua midaraisa. Chada, dekala nishman shavitar nishman v'lo mishalmin v'hi nishbas v'notelas. There's a common denominator between all the shavuas daraisa, and that is that once you take that shavua, it is meant to exempt you. That you would have been chayiv, and now you take a shavua, and now you are pater. Amodah b'miktsas would have been chayiv to pay, now he takes a shavua, now he is putter. But over here, you have a woman taking a shvua in order to collect money. That's a sure sign of a shvua midrabanan. Va'od, another reason that it's got to be a shvua midrabanan is because through the shtar, you could collect from the chasim shubadim. So her tevia is on the karka of the baal, and we learn einish ba'in al kfir shibut karkaos. You don't take a shvua on that. It's a mishnah masecha shvua. So you don't take a shvua on kfir shibut karkaos when what's at stake is Shibud Karkaos. So it can't be that the Shvua in the Mishnah is a Shvua Mida Oraisa. The Gemara in Shvuas, Daf Membeis, darshans this from Psukim, that Ein Nishba in Akfir Shibud Karkaos. And even though the Drasha is made in connection to Shvuas Moda B'Mitzas, which is a particular type of Shvua Mida Oraisa, but nevertheless, Tosus points out, the assumption is that din, even though it's derived from Shvuas Moda B'Mitzas, applies to all Shvuas Daraisa, that any Shvuas Daraisa is not going to apply to Kfir Shibud Karkaos. So Elo Amar Rava, so because of this, Rava disagrees with Rami Bar Chama, and he says, Midra Banan, the fact that the woman takes a Shvua when there's one aid testifying that the Ksuba has already been paid, that's a din Midra Banan, because since she has a Shtar, Keneged, that one aid, and Minadin, she should really be able to be Gova below Shvua, so it's only Midra Banan that she has to take a Shvua, and why were the Rabbanan masakin it? K'dei lahafis daito shel baal, just to calm the husband down, to know that they put a little bit of pressure on her, and they didn't just give her the money, they didn't just grant her the money. So to put a little pressure on her, it makes the husband feel a little bit better about that. The Zera Yitzchak points out, why didn't we say this in the previous case as well? I mean, the case we discussed yesterday about Pogemis Ksubasa, that if a woman says that she's already collected some portion of the Ksuba, she also has to take a Shvua. How come we didn't say the reason for that was Lahafis Daito Shel Baal, to calm the husband down, to make him feel like we just didn't let the woman get off easy? So he points out that over there, there's no reason to be Lahafis Daito Shel Baal more than Lahafis Daito Shel Isha, because that's a pure he said, she said, meaning he has, they both have different versions of the story, so why should we be Mahafis Daito Shel Baal? Over here, he's got an aide supporting him, so he's got outside support beyond what he's saying and she's saying. So when you have outside support, so then we feel a little more sensitive to Daito Shel Baal. So I'm Rav Papa comments, Ipikechu. Now it's true that the Shvua is only Midrabanan, but if the Baal is smart about it, Maisla de Shvua Daraisa, he could do something that could bring his wife, when she's Tovea the Ksuba, and there's an aid against her toward a Shvua Daraisa, which is more Chamer than a Shvua Midrabanan. I mean, a Shvua Midaraisa is going to have to be B'Shem Hashem or the Kinoi, and you're going to have to hold an object of Kedusha. A Shvua Midrabanan is only, the Rashi writes, it's a Klalabal Vlad. It's not really nearly as strong. So Rashi previously had said nafkamina between Shvua Daraisa is that you can't be, and the Shvua Darabana is that you can't be hofech on the other person, that if one person can't take the Shvua, then you can't be you can't switch it around the other person. The Marsha explains that over here Rashi doesn't say that, because it could be that a pikeach would prefer to be mahapich Shvua alav, so that he could be in control of being pater to pay. So why would he want to generate a situation of a Shvua Daraisa where if she can't take a Shvua, he's not going to be able to be the one to take the Shvua? So that's why Rashi says something different over here. What would motivate him to want to make her take a Shvua Daraisa? It's not the nafkamina we said before about being mahapich the Shvua. That only applies to Shvua Drabban, and that would be in his best interest, maybe, to be mahapich the Shvua. So from that perspective, it would be in his best interest to keep it as a Shvua Midrabanan. Why would he want it to be a Shvua Daraisa? Because he wants her to do Nakitas Chayfetz, and he wants her to be Shvua B'Shem Hashem. He wants her to have to take a serious Shvua. So Ipikehu, Maisel de Shvua Daraisa, how so? What's he going to do? Yavla Ksubasa, he should give her a Ksuba a second time, Ba'apichad Sada, in front of one witness, V'samuk Sada Kama Asada Basra, and he should bring the aid that saw the first time he paid it, together with the aid that saw the second time he paid it in Beis Din. And if she says she didn't get her Ksuba, now we'll have two aidim to be machishur that she didn't get her Ksuba, because they both saw that she received her Ksuba. And then Mokum L'Lahana Kamai, and then the husband should B'Hana Kamai B'Milva, the husband should make the money that he gave her the first time like a loan, and he should say, I lent you money, I want you to pay back the money. And if she says, well, what do you mean, I didn't receive any money from you, you didn't lend me any money, he'll now have an Eid Echad that saw that original transference of money, and now she'll have to take a Shvua Daraisa to be Machish an Eid Echad, because she's now taking a Shvua in order not to pay, and not in order to get paid. And there's no Kfir Shibud Karkaos either, because it's not based on Ksuba, it's based on Kfir of a Milva. It's a little bit risky, right? Because what he's going to have to do is he's going to have to part with double the money. He's going to have to part with the money again on the hopes that the Shvua is going to help him get it back. But at least he'll have to take a Shvua Daraisa by turning the first payment that he gave her into a Milva. And a Milva is not Shibud Karkaos. A Milva is going to be a real Shvua Daraisa. Raisa wouldn't say Lechel Kenegda. Fine. So ask Mar Maskar of Shishu Bred Ravidi, Heich Samach Sada Kama, Sada Basra. But wait, how does that work? How can you combine the first witness with the second witness? They didn't see the same thing. The first witness says he saw that the husband paid the Ksuba a month ago. Second witness, you're just paying it again right now. So if she's kofar with the edus of both of them, she'll swear that she didn't get paid at all, and then she'll get a third time. Meaning he's going to want to say, how long can this go on? Ella Amrav Shish Bred Ravidi. So Rav Shish Bred Ravidi says, no, you don't give her the ksuba payment a second time in front of an Eid Echad. Yavla ksubasa bapi sadakama visadabasra. Give her a ksuba payment in front of the same first aid, and this time bring the second aid along as well. And then she's not going to be able to be machdish the second payment. And then umukam lo lana kamay balva. Then you could say that the first payment was a halva'a. Meaning you now get two edim to watch you actually pay her ksuba, to watch you pay the full amount of money. Now you have two edim, there's no hachash, there's nothing she can say about that. There are two edim to that effect. And now come claiming the first money. The first money she's going to say, it never happened. Yeah, but I have an eid echad that I lent you money, that I gave you money. That was a loan. It wasn't ksuba payment, because the ksuba payment is what I just did right now. So that must have been a loan. Oh, if it was a loan, now you're chayev shvua midaraisa. So maskar Ravashi, Ravashi says, but still, akati yicholim emer shteik sub savai. Even though he's paying her a second time, and the second time there are two edim, so she still could avoid the shvua daraisa, because she might be able to say that she had two shtaros ksuba, and the first one he paid in front of eid echad, and the second one he chose to pay in front of shnei edim. Maybe she had a very large amount of money in the ksuba, and she had agreed to be mechalikin into two shtaros, into two separate IOUs. And when he pays half of it, she'll return one shtar, and when he pays the other, meaning she knew that the way this was going to play out, it was such a large amount, meaning that's what her tithe is going to be. It was such a large amount. The ksuba was such a tremendous amount. I knew you were never going to be able to pay it in one shot. It was definitely going to be in two payments. So why should we write a ksuba that says $10 million when I know that there's no way you're going to pay $10 million at one time? You can pay $5 million, so what? So we can rip up that shtar, have to write a new shtar. Much easier. Just give me two separate shtaros, each one that says $5 million. So that's what happened. He gave me two separate shtaros, each one for the value of a ksuba, and he paid two ksubas. Nothing else. So there is shibut karkos on both of the payments. I don't have to swear. Elam Ravashi, who demodelahu, that the way to bring her to a shvua daraisa is only if he lets the two edim know before the second payment that he's already paid the ksuba, and he's giving it again in order to be toveya the first payment. So since the edim know that he didn't really give it l'shem ksuba, she's not able to taina that she had two ksubas, because it was then it becomes a milsal shchiach that he would have told Edom in advance that this is not for a ksuba, for her to come up with some unusual case that there are two ksubas, she wouldn't have ne'amanus on such a thing, and that's how you bring her to shvua daraisa. Period. Now we move on to the next case in the Mishnah. The next case in the Mishnah said that if she's collecting from nechasim shubadim or from nechsei yisomim, lo tipara el b'shvua, she can only get paid with a shvua. If she's collecting a ksuba from properties that have already been sold to other people, or from nichsei yisomim, properties that have already been yarshined by the yisomim, so she's going to need a shvua. So the Gemara brings a Mishnah Mesach Shvuos that could be explained based on our Mishnah. Tananas, and there is a Mishnah Mesach Shvuos, v'chein ha-yisomim lo yuparu ela b'shvua. Yisomim only pay the chov that they only get paid the chov that they were chayv to their father with a shvua, that their father didn't tell them that the chov was already paid, and that they didn't find among the shtaros that the chov was paid. Meaning, if the yisomim want to collect money that was owed to their father, they're going to have to take a shvua that dad didn't tell us before he died that this chov has already been taken care of, and that we didn't find anything in his records that this chov was already taken care of. So says Mara Miman, who are they collecting from that were saying that they can only they can't collect without a shvua? Ile mimi lova, if they're collecting from the lova himself, when they take a shtar that says that they yarshin from the father, that they have to swear, that's a little bit difficult. They have a shtar that says that this lova owes their father money. They're going to have to swear now. Hashtavian shakal b'lo shvua, if dad was alive, he would have been able to take without a shvua. He's got a shtar that says this guy owes him money. That's all he needs. Vinu b'shvua, and we're going to be more demanding on the yisomim. The yisomim are going to have to take a shvua that the father never would have had to take. No, what the Mishnah means to say is, v'chein ha-yisomim Yisomim min HaYisomim. The Yisomim of the Malva, when they come to collect their father's chov from the Yisomim of the Lova. That where we said in our Mishnah that you can only collect from Yisomim with a Shavua, Lo Yifru El B'Shavua. So even the Yisomim are going to need to take a Shavua. Because just like if dad were alive, if he's collecting from other Yisomim, he's going to need a Shavua. So now that if dad's not alive, the Yisomim are going to have to collect from other Yisomim with a Shavua. Amar B'Zrekar Mavyudah L'Shanu El Shamar Yisomim Amar L'Nu Abba L'Visi Uparati. That this idea that the Yisomim HaMalva will swear to the Yisomim HaLova, that's only in the case where the Yisomim of the Lova said that our father told us that L'Visi, I borrowed from Ploni and I paid him back the Halva. Aval Amru, but if the Yisomim HaLova say Amar L'Nu Abba Lo L'Visi, I never borrowed anything from him. Af b'shvua lo yiparu. Then even with a shvua, they can't get paid back. Says Gemara, Masmar Rabba, Ad Rabba, Kolom lo levisi, Kolom lo parati dami. Anyone who says lo levisi, it's as if they're saying lo parati. When you say lo levisi, we know one thing we know for sure. Once a guy denies that he ever borrowed money, is that he definitely didn't pay it back. And there's a shtar over here that says that there was a loan. So this guy's saying lo levisi. Dad told them lo levisi. I never borrowed money. There's a shtar that says that he did borrow money. One thing we know for sure when he says lo levisi is he definitely didn't pay it back. So we have a shtar that says he borrowed money. We have him saying he never paid it back. So then for sure you should be able to collect without a shavua. Sali yitmar hachi yitmar. No. If there's a chilik between different tainos that the Yisomim might make, it goes as follows. That Amar Bizrek Amar Yudah lo shanu ella shamri Yisomim Amar lanu abba levisi uparati. The idea that Yisomim can only collect from other Yisomim with the shavua is when the Yisomim of the Lova say that our father said, I borrowed money and I paid it back. Aval amru amar lanu abba lo levisi. But if they say that our father told us that I didn't borrow at all, nifra'in shalo b'shvua, then ain't a chinami. It's not that you can't get paid at all. It's that you get paid and you don't even need a shvua. Why? For exactly this far we just said, shakol amar lo levisi, kamar lo parati dami. Because if a guy says lo levisi, that's his way of saying I didn't pay it back. And if he's saying I didn't pay it back, and we have a shtar that says that he borrowed the money, so good. So now he's going to have to pay it back. And then we had the last case of the Mishnah. That in the last case where we had that the only way the woman can get paid back her ksuba is with a shvua is if she's nifras shalom b'fanav. If the husband is out of town, she's going to need a shvua to collect her ksuba. So I'm Rav Acha Sarhabira. Rav Acha, who was referred to as the Sarhabira, said Maisa b'lefnei Rabbi Yitzchak ba'antuchia. There was a story that came to Rabbi Yitzchak in Antuchia. The Rabbi the Bach has a gears of Rabbi Yitzchak Navcha. Okay, that came to someone in Antuchia that a Baal Chov wanted to collect his Chov from the other party when the guy wasn't there, and he was willing to take a shvua. So va'amar, and he said, lo shanu el ksubas isha. This idea that the chamim were masakin, that you can that you can get paid even if the other guy is not there, that's only for ksubas isha. And the reason the chamim allowed her to get paid even when the other party's not there, even when the husband's not there, is mishum china, that we want that women will be interested in getting married, and they'll be more likely to want to get married if they see that it's not that difficult to collect their ksuba. So mishum chinah, in order that the men should be nosei chein be'enei the nashim, so that the nashim will want to get married, we make it that she's able to collect her ksuba even if the husband is out of town. But aval balchov, but a balchov, lo, you don't collect shalom b'fanav even with a shvua. You have to wait till the balchov comes back, and then you'll get paid back. V'ravam, Rav Nachman, no, afil balchov. Even a balchov has the ability to collect when the guy is out of town with a shvua, shalom yei kolechon v'echad, notal mo'osav, shal chaveiro v'holich v'yoshev v'medin siyam. Because otherwise, there's an easy way not to pay back your debts. Move. All you got to do is get yourself into a lot of debt, a serious amount of debt, and then find a new community. And then it will always be shalom b'fanav. They're not going to find you wherever you are. It used to be travel wasn't so easy. It's not going to, like, they can hop on a plane and find you. So good. So I'm not around. So vata noel delos b'fnei loven. And then no one's going to want to lend money anymore. And we have to remember that we never want to be noel delos b'fnei loven, because there's a mitzvah in the Torah that you're supposed to lend money to other people. So that's why they made such a, so that's the machlokas. But that's the svara of Rav Amram Nachman, that even Baal Chov has the ability to get paid back Shalom B'fanav. Now we move on to the last discussion of the Daf, and that is the last line of the Mishnah. The Mishnah said that Rabbi Shimon Omer calls Man Shetovas Ksuba, so we said that whenever she's Toveya her Ksuba, the Yorshim could be Mashbia her, but if she's not Toveya her Ksuba, the Yorshim can't be Mashbia her. So what is that talking about? Rabbi Shimon Aheya, which case is he talking about? So the Gemara has four possibilities. Possibility number one, Amar Rabbi Yirmiya, aha, it's going on the following case in the Mishnah. The very last case we just spoke about, that if the woman wants to collect her ksuba and the husband's out of town, she can collect with the shavua. That's lo shel lemazone velo shel ksuba. Whether the husband went to Medina Siam and the woman is coming to Beis Din to get supported, to get her basic mazonos, or whether the husband had sent her a get from Medina Siam and now she wants to collect her ksuba. Either way, she needs to take a shavua. That's what the Tanakama had held. Vas Rabbi Shimon lemeimar, and then Rabbi Shimon comes and says, "Kol zman shetovas ksubasa, yorshe mashbiya nosa." That if she's toveya her ksuba, the yorshim can make her take a shavua. But eino tovas ksubasa. But if all she's asking for is mizono, she's still married. There's no get, and what she's looking for is for basic support that a wife is supposed to get from a husband. Ein yorshim mashbiya nosa. Then his family, his children, cannot make her take a shavua. The kamiflgi and the machlokas between the Tanakam and Rabbi Shimon as to whether she can get mizonos without a shavua is kamiflgi bepluta dechanan ubnei kohanim gedolim, is the same machlokas that you have between Chanan and the bnei kohanim gedolim. Ditnan kohanim gedolim, a coincidence going into Yom Kippur. I don't know. Ditnan mishalach lemedina siyam, someone who went lemedina siyam veishto tavas mizonos, and his wife asks for mizonos that she is supposed to get because of the Tanai Ksuba. Chanan Omer Tishava Basov, that when she becomes an almana or they get divorced and she's collecting the Ksuba, then she should take a Shavua that she didn't keep anything that belonged to her husband. But Velo Tishav B'tchila, she doesn't have to actually swear when she's receiving the Mizonos. Meaning at the very end of the day, when it comes to time to collect her Ksuba, she's going to have to swear that she didn't already get advance payments on the Ksuba. But in the meantime, when she's still married and she wants Mizonos, no, Lo Tishava, she's not Tishava B'tchila. So whereas Nechkol of Bnei Kohanim Gedolim va'amru, the Bnei Kohanim Gedolim disagreed and they said Tishava B'tchila Ubasov, take a Shavua when she receives the Mizonos and take a Shavua again when she receives her Ksuba. Rabbi Shimon Kechanus, Rabbi Shimon who says that if she's not Tavea the Ksuba, the Yorshim cannot be Mashbiya her. That's like Chanan, that Yorshim cannot be Mashbiya her when she wants her Mizonos. They can only be Mashbiya her at the end when she collects her Ksuba. Rabban, Bnei Kohanim Gedolim, and the Rabban, like the Bnei Kohanim Gedolim, that even on the Mizonos that she initially receives, she's going to have to take a Shavua. So that's interpretation number one of what Rabbi Shimon is saying, that it's all about the case of being nefrash shalom b'fanav, and the machlokas is being nefrash shalom b'fanav mizonos when they're still married and it's not about the ksuba. So maskar of sheshes, ha yorshin mashbinosa, based in Mashbino Sami Baile. What's that got to do with the Yarshim? We're talking about Mizonos. There are no Yarshim. The guy's alive. They're still married. It's a matter of based in being Mashbiya because she's going to based in to collect from his stuff. So there's no Yarshim if he's alive. So Ella Amar Rav Sheshes. So that's why Rav Sheshes rejects Rabbi Yirmiya's interpretation. And he says a second possible interpretation of Rabbi Shimon in our Mishnah. Ella Amar Rav Sheshes. Rabbi Shimon is aha. He's going on the following din of Halcha Mikavra Badal the Beis Avia, the woman whose husband patterned her from a Shavua and said, you're not going to ever have to take a Shavua even to my Yorshim. And then she went from the Kever Baila, from her husband's funeral, to Beis Avia, where she has no engagement in his Nechasim anymore. She's not involved in his property anymore, in his estate anymore. Oh, she chazal the Beis Chamiya, v'lo nasas apotropia. Or maybe she went back to Beis Chamiya, but she does not become an apotropos on the Nechasim that the husband left over. Eina Yorshim Hashbiyinosa. The Yorshim cannot be Mashpia her on whatever she used for the kvura, because then you're going to have Edim for every purchase that she makes, and that's going to cause a delay in the funeral. It's going to be a nivola meis if she's going to have to document every last thing and make sure that she compared prices and got the best deal on everything. V'imnasas apotropia, but if she became an apotropos in the nichsei yisomim, yorshim mashpiyinos. So then the yorshim can make her take a shavua that she was not ma'akev anything from that she didn't keep anything from the Yerusha, she didn't pocket anything. So Yarsh Mashbino sa ala asulavo on whatever she does after the husband's death, because the legabe that which the father patered doesn't help anymore, because he only patered for things that relate to him. But now that it's in the Yarshim's rights. So he can't pater for that. But they mashmino sal mashaavar. But he can. They cannot make her take a shvua on that which she dealt with the nechassim while the husband was still alive. That the p'tur that the husband gave her is still going to work for. So it's going on that mishnah. Vas Rabbi Shimon the Meimar. Now Rabbi Shimon says in our mishnah. When she's tovea the ksuba, the yorshim could be mashpia that she mashpia her that she didn't keep anything that belongs to them. Like anyone who's parea minichse yisomim, that you can only be get paid with the shavua. But ainah tovea ksubasa. But if she's not asking for a ksuba, ainah yorshim mashpia nosa. The yorshim cannot be mashpia her on that which she dealt with things as an apotropis. V'kamifgli beplukta da abashol v'rabanan. And the machlokas is the same. Machlokas is Abishol and the Rabbanon Tznan, because we have a Mishnah, Apotropos, and we know Avi Yisomim Yishava, that an Apotropos that an Avi Yisomim had appointed is going to have to swear to the Yisomim when they get older that he didn't keep anything of theirs, and you don't have to worry that because of the Shavua, people aren't going to want to become Apotroposim, because had it not been for the Akaras Hatov that this Apotropos fell to the father, he wouldn't be an Apotropos anyway. Meaning, why did the person agree to become the executor of the estate? Why did he agree to become the person who is going to be involved and figure out how to handle the money? Because he had a relationship with the father. That's the only reason anyone would want to do that. It's a thankless job. It's not something people would want to get involved in. So you don't have to worry that a guy's not going to want to become an apotropos if I'm going to have to take a shvuah to the yisomim at the end of the day. At each of their bar mitzvahs, I'm going to have to take a shvuah that I didn't keep any of their money. But minu so that's why he's going to have to take a shvuah. But minu Beis Din lo yishava. But if Beis Din appointed him as an apotropos, then he's not going to take a shvuah, because the fact that he has to take a shvuah will make it look like they're choshed him, and people might not want to be an apotropos if you're going to treat me like a criminal. When I, out of the goodness of my heart, I decide to be an apotropos. So the rabbanon hold that he's not going to take a shvua because we don't want people to not be an apotropos. Abishol omer chilif hadvar. Abishol says no. It's the exact opposite. Minu beizin yishava. If beizin is the one that appointed him, then he swears, because that's a chashivus. That look, a beizin appointed him an apotropos. That means beizin trusts him. Who do you think beizin is reaching out to? To appoint as an apotropos. So that goes on his resume, right? That goes in any future business deal he's going to do. He's going to say, you know that my word is gold, because when Beis Din needed somebody to handle a significant amount of money for Yisomim, they chose me. But we know Avi Yisomim lo Yishava. But if the Avi Yisomim appointed him, then lo Yishava, because we have to be Choshesh. So he's not going to want to be an apotropos. So we don't make him swear. So over here also, we're talking about a case of Avi Yisomim appointed him as an apotropos. So Rabbi Shimon Kabashal. Rabbi Shimon who said that when the woman is not Tover, we don't make her swear. That's like Abishol, that we don't make her swear because we have to be choshesh that maybe she's not going to want to be an apotropos if you make her swear. For Rabbanan, the Rabbanan who disagree with Rabbi Shimon and hold that we are mashpia osa, that's Kerabbanan who disagree with Abishol, who aren't worried that an apotropos who's appointed by the Avi Yisomim is not going to want to be an apotropos. No, they're doing it out of Akar Satov. They're doing it because of a relationship. And certainly in this case, this is his wife. So obviously she had a relationship. Obviously she had some sort of connection. She had some sort of akaras hatov. So that's what she's connecting with. So Maskva Abayi. So Abayi challenges. Hai kol zman shetovas ksubasa im tovas mibayile. But then the wording is a little bit off. If that's the pshat, if this second interpretation is the correct interpretation, the wording in the Mishnah is a little bit off. It should not have said kol zman shetovas ksubasa, which sounds like we're being machmir to say that when she's toveya her ksuba, we're mashpia her, we're really being makel that if she's not, meaning and it's really coming to be makel that if she's not tovea the ksuba, we're not mashpia her. Im tova asmi bayulei, it should say that if she's tovea the ksuba, the yarshim are mashpia her. So says Gemara, therefore we need a third interpretation. So Abaye rejects Rav Sheshes, just as Rav Sheshes had rejected Rabbi Yirmiyah. So what is Rabbi Shimon talking about in the Mishnah? Ella Amar Abaye Aha. That Rabbi Shimon is cholik on the din that it says in the Mishnah back on Pei Vavam Beis, where the Mishnah had said that Kosovla, that if the Baal writes to the woman that when you come to collect your ksuba from me, neder ushvua ein li alayich, you have no chiyuv of any neder or shvua, so then einu yachal hashpia, he has given up his right to demand a shvua from her. But he could still be mashpia her yarshim if she dies and the yarshim come to collect the ksuba. because that he never exempted. He exempted her, he never exempted her Yarshim. But if he alters the Lashon a little bit and he says, Neder Ushvua Ein Li Velo Yarshi Velo Labaim Bereshusi Alayich Ve'al Yarshayich Ve'al Labaim Bereshuseich, that neither I nor me nor my Yarshim nor the Labaim Bereshusi will make a you or your Yarshim or your Labaim Bereshusa take a Shvua. So then what's Barim Bereshusa? Barim Bereshusa is a case, remember we said, where she sells the ksuba before she gets divorced, so the person takes her position in the ksuba, that if she becomes an unlearner, gets divorced, that person can now collect the full value of the ksuba. But in that case, Ein Yochel Hashbia, we had said, he cannot make her swear, not only not make her, lo hu, lo yarshav, lo Barim Bereshusa, he, his Yarshim, his Barim Bereshusa cannot make her swear, and not only cannot make her swear, lo hi, lo yarshav, lo Barim Bereshusa, can't make her Yarshim or Barim Bereshusa swear either. Thus, Rabbi Shimon LeMeimer, Rabbi Shimon comes to say that even though he patterned her from a Shvua, calls man shetova'as ksubasa, Yarshim Mashbiyinosa. Rabbi Shimon is disagreeing with that, and he's saying whenever she's tova'er ksuba, the Yarshim can make her swear. So what are they arguing about? They're arguing about the machlokas between Abishol Bein Miriam and the Rabbanan that we had in Pezayin Amin Aleph, where they have a machlokas, whether a tenai that he makes with her to patter from a Shvua to collect a ksuba, that Rabbi Shimon holds like Abishol Bein Miriam, who holds that when she collects from Nichsei Yisomim, even though the husband exempted her from a neder shvua, when she collects from Nichsei Yisomim, she's going to have to take a shvua, because that's a takanas chachamim. He doesn't have the right to make a tenai to override an entire takanas chachamim. Chachamim made a takana, habali par Nichsei Yisomim, la yipar el b'shvua. So good, so he's going to have to take a shvua. That's the rules. He can't make a tenai to override that, says Abishol b'neim Miriam, v'rabbanan kirabbanan. And our rabbanan who disagree with Rabbi Shimon will hold like the rabbanan who disagree with Abba Shaul, that even though the Chum said lo yipara miyasom el b'shvua, but he could make a tenai to override that, and he could collect even without a shvua. Even though the Brisa doesn't mention Rabbanan who disagree with him, but from the fact that it says a b'lashon yachid, that's what the Rivan points out. The fact that it says Abba Shaul b'neim Miriam is the one that says this. That implies that it was a unique shita, that there are rabbanan that disagree with it. So the Gemara says, this one doesn't work either. Maskel Rav Papa, hatenach. This works well with what Rabbi Shimon is saying, Kolzman Shetova as Ksubasa, that whenever she's Toveh, the Ksuba, the Yarshim could be Mashbiya her, even if the husband had previously tried to exempt her from a Shavua. So that's coming to disagree with the Chum, who hold that she will not have to take a Shavua if the husband exempted her. But Eino Tova as Ksubasa Mayik Lameimar. But what about the second half of Rabbi Shimon's statement? That if she's not Toveh, the Ksuba, the Yarshim are not Mashbiya her. What's the Chiddush in that? Meaning, what's he talking about over there? What's he adding with that line according to this interpretation? So says Gemara, that's why we move on to a fourth and final interpretation of what Rabbi Shimon means. So says Gemara, Ella am Rav Papa. The Gemara answers, Rav Papa says that initially when he said Rabbi Shimon is coming to tell me that even though the husband had patterned her from a Shavua, even Klape Yisomim, when she collects her Ksuba from them, she's still going to have to take a Shavua. The end of his statement, where he says that if she's not Tovei Ksuba, the Yarshim will not be Mashpia Osa, that's the Afuke Mid Rabbi Lezer Umachlukaso. That's to be La Afuke, Rabbi Lezer and his Bali Plukta, where they had a Machlokas, if the husband could be Mashpia, his wife, on Pilcha, the Isasa, you know, all the dough that she dealt with and all the things that she sewed and all these things that she was involved with on a daily basis, that she didn't pack any of that. And they're both moda that if he didn't pater his wife from a neder shvua, he could be mashbia her on her apotropsis whenever he wants. And that's what he's coming to disagree about, that if he's not, that if she's not tovei l'ksuba, then you can't be mashbia her on her apotropsis of that stuff. So whereas previously no one disagreed that he could be mashbia her about that, now Rabbi Shimon was coming with the second half of his sentence, and he's saying that he disagrees with that element as well. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow we'll pick up at the Mishnah on the bottom. Have a good day, everyone.